CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The standoff between Texas House Democrats and Governor Greg Abbott continues, with the lawmakers out of state hampering GOP plans for new congressional maps. The latest from Austin.
Quorum has been broken, arrest warrants issued, and Governor Abbott has ordered state troopers to return House Democrats back to the state capitol. Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs weighed in.
They've shirked their responsibilities under the direction and pressure of out-of-state politicians and activists who don't know the first thing about what's right for Texas.
Many of the Texas Democrats are holed up in Illinois. State Rep Ann Johnson is one.
Texas Republicans are willing to sell their soul to serve the interest of Donald Trump.
Abbott's expected to keep calling special sessions till the congressional map is passed. Chris Fox for CBS News, Austin.
California Democrats are considering new maps to eliminate five Republican-held House seats. A change in Trump administration deportation procedures, Christopher Cruz explains.
Two DHS officials have told CBS News Border Patrol agents have been ordered to stop deporting migrants under President Trump's ban on asylum claims. A federal court has ruled the president cannot unilaterally suspend humanitarian protections for asylum seekers, but agents have now been ordered to process migrants through the procedure known as expedited removal.
Fire crews are struggling to contain a dozen wildfires burning in California, Nevada, Arizona, and Utah. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson says high temperatures are hampering their efforts.
The big problem is we are going to be dealing with record heat in that portion of the country. Red flag warnings are up. Extreme heat warnings are up in portions of that area. It's going to make firefighting difficult, and it's going to continue to dry things out. It is monsoon season, but we haven't had a whole lot of monsoon moisture, and that's really problematic for the fires.
British energy group BP has returned from losses with a $1.6 billion net profit for the second quarter, in contrast to energy rivals mostly reporting losses. New Jersey got a hefty environmental settlement with chemical company DuPont.
PFAS, also called forever chemicals, are used to make a variety of products, but are extremely difficult to break down in the environment and are known to cause certain types of cancer. DuPont will pay $875 million for damages over the next 25 years and will establish a $1.2 billion remediation fund. It is the largest environmental settlement ever achieved by a single state, according to the Attorney General's office. Tracy Wolf, CBS News.
Florida's Department of Health warns about drinking raw, unpasteurized milk after 21 people, including six kids, were sickened, seven people hospitalized, two with severe complications. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit for just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck, so you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
This is the story of the one. As a safety manager at a manufacturing plant, he does everything he can to keep his coworkers safe. From finding ways to reduce risks to keeping safety supplies in stock. And for that, he relies on Grainger. Grainger offers a broad range of quality products and next-day delivery, so he can always play it safe. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The teacher shortage has some school districts training their own. CBS's Christopher Cruz looks at one of them.
The Cherry Creek School District near Denver brings students from community colleges who are studying to be teachers into the classroom. The district's Aspiring Educator Pathway program is in its second year and has almost 60 aspiring educators in the program, including Shay Brock.
I think I've learned a lot, you know, really knowing what it takes to become a teacher.
The apprentice teachers are paired with mentor teachers. They work full-time in the classroom, get paid, and attend college at a reduced tuition rate. Because of the program, they'll become licensed teachers as soon as they graduate. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
The NCAA has decided not to expand the men's and women's basketball tournaments beyond 68 teams in 2026. Discussions about possibly expanding to 72 or 76 teams for the 2027 tournaments remain ongoing. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
We are going to have a little more of that hazy wildfire smoke out there again today. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Our high right around 81 this afternoon. Tonight, clear 67. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 82. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Scarborough Fair, parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme. Remember me to one who lives there. She once was a true love of mine. To make me a cambric shirt,
a deep forest green,
parsley, sage, rosemary, and thyme.
Yeah. From Radio Park to pristine North Beach, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. It's love. And now the sun is burning brightly. We lie in love so close together. I get the feeling deep inside me. My love for you will burn forever. I cup my hands to touch your face, and once again I feel your fire. And I hear it call. It's love, and I think it's love.
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report starts at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Baby love.
WRJN, not only your source for local news and timeless hits, but your favorite Wisconsin teams, too. We'll follow the Brewers to the postseason, and now the Packers, too. When it comes to the big teams, we've got the game covered with the play-by-play and the wrap-ups with our award-winning sports reporter, Mike Clemens. Brewers, Packers, local news, and timeless hits, all on one station.
Made me happy.
Happy, happy.
She had flowers in her. gotta understand. Hey, yo. You're old enough to know the makings of a man. Hey, yo. Listen to me, baby, it's hard to settle down. Hey, yo. Am I asking too much for you to stick around? Every boy wants a girl he can trust to the very end. Baby, that's you. Won't you wait? But till then, when I see lips begging to be kissed, stop. I can't stop.
No, I can't stop myself. Lightning striking again. Lightning striking again.
Nature's taken over my one-track mind. Believe it or not, you're in my heart all the time. All the girls are saying that you'll end up a fool. For the time being, baby, live by my rules. When I settle down, I want one baby on my mind.
Forgive and forget,
and I'll make up for all lost time. If she's put together fine, if she's in my mind. In the pines, waiting for us around the bend.
Picture in your mind,
love forever. But till then, if she gives me a sign that she wants to make time.
Sad song and make it better. Remember to let her into your heart. Then you can start to make it better. Hey Jude, don't be afraid. You were made to
before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my life. The others were untrue, but when it came to loving you, cause you came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572. WRJN.
My need is such.
CBS News Brief. Texas Governor Greg Abbott's ordered civil arrests of a group of Democratic lawmakers who left the state to block passage of new congressional maps. Texas House Speaker Dustin Burroughs.
Whether it's tomorrow or next week, the House will complete its required duties.
A massive wildfire has chewed through more than 72,000 acres of Los Padres National Forest north of L.A. Fire Captain Mark Nunez.
This is a very rapidly, fast-moving fire through steep terrain with lots of dry vegetation. It takes a lot of personnel to take on something of this size.
In Nebraska, calls to vote out GOP Congressman Mike Flood as he defended the president's budget package at a town hall in Lincoln.
When President Trump passed the 2017 tax cuts, we saw explosive growth in this country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Don Rosenstock.